Well, that's the best introduction ever. All right. If that wasn't confusing enough, I have another chapbook with 27 poems called A Passing Breeze, and I'm going to feature that in the reading tonight. So there's going to be some haiku-like things and a couple of ghazals, and we'll be out of here quickly. I'd like to start out with a PSA for everybody, because, you know, when you do a reading, you should have a PSA in the beginning. Just remember, poetry is a victimless crime. Let yourself be. A nature poem. Shimmering in the spider web. Emptiness. And this is a city haiku. Wrapped around the bowing daffodil, yellow caution tape. This poem recently was published in Modern Haiku, and it's a great illustration of what a haiku should do. Two parts that either clash or come together, and the third thing happens in the listener's or the reader's mind. So, sun shaft in mist, some comfort too in doubt. Cherry blossoms in Eastern culture represent transience. Fading beneath the fading cherry blossoms. Cherry blossom viewers. This next one is about the fraught relationship between fathers and sons. When I thought about titling this chapbook, Passing Breeze, I briefly thought about calling it Absent Father Day. No possessives there, no plurals. Here you go. He says, the best part of you ran down my leg. Father's Day. This is a environmental echo kind of haiku. Thumbprint on the Buddha's butt. Invasive humans. This is one of my current favorites. They change every day. One by one, our elders pass. Elm, chestnut, you. This is a found poem, and there's a lot of them out there. Just keep your eyes open. This was at the entrance to Allegheny Cemetery on Butler Street this year. Memorial Day billboard. Follow the parade into the cemetery. And this was at the farmer's market. Eating Cheetos at the farmer's market. The farmer's son. All right. I love birds, sparrows in particular. Sparrow screeching on the wire. Spoilers. And one more haiku and then a ghazal. This one is for the artist, poet, and friend, Ed Baker, who passed away. Spring evening, another death, another moon. And a ghazal. It's a Middle Eastern form, Persian, number of stanzas that sort of don't seem related and then maybe are related, and who knows. This one I've never done anywhere before, so have patience. It's called Orpheus Reimagined. 10 plagues, Moses? Why not gifts instead? Anthracite, a tear. Second sight, basil. 10 precepts, 3 wishes, a breath, eucalyptus, a staff, forgiveness. Whether a shell game or a 3-card Monty, the prophet knows the truth. Let's just core the shell. Our hands are made for so many lovelier tasks. The best Cocteau could do was imagine the underworld in slow motion. Imagine what Orphée imagined. A silver mirror rippling in the breeze? When was the last time you received a gift like the one Prometheus gave? 2 sticks, flint, some tinder, and Donald, a poem to set the world on fire? Friends, the curls of his hair are chain links that bind us here, soft, tender, delicate tendrils that are made for wine, for love, and yes, forgetfulness. Say jawbone of an ass, and everyone cracks up. Even blind Samson gets it. Stop worshiping at the temple. It's time to make this donkey world bray. I got lost. Where was I? Here we are. So a few more haiku, one more ghazal, and one more haiku, and then we're out of here. This first poem, the title for my third collection came from this poem. Somehow the poem didn't make it into the third collection. There you go. Hitting my shoulder with a deepening presence, a white hair petal. And another father-son piece. My father's nose, his hands, his anger, my denial. I don't quite know what to say about this particular piece, except, I don't know, every time I read it, I think about classic rock. Long in the leg, short in the crotch, Tuesday afternoon. Insect poem. How still the praying mantis while praying. And this is for the Pittsburgh poet, Mark Solarchik. Hopefully he's out there watching. Once again, giving me the stink eye, Mr. Crow. And an autumn poem. With falling leaves in the late afternoon, we too be coming. And another sort of found poem, auto-correcting each time it's typed, Zen. Really? Okay, last ghazal. This is one that I have done previously. Actually, you know what? I'm going to do one more poem before that, and then I'll do the ghazal. This is Lori and I recently I signed up for Natural Burial out in Penn Woods, and this came from there. We sign up for a natural burial. Finally, committed. All right, so the Gazelle, and then one poem. The Gazelle is entitled Sharing a Rug, and I want to say thank you to Joan and to Chris and White Whale, obviously. And every time I come up here, I think of Jimmy. And thank you for bringing him up when we were talking. And so to him, and especially for the poets that I was reading with tonight, this poem, and all the poets that have been in this particular series, this poem means a lot to me, and it's for them. It's called Sharing a Rug. There will come a day when we are heading out to the woods one last time. It may seem a little brighter, a tad sharper, a bit more joyful, but it'll come anyway. Before he saw the bush burn without being consumed, Moses killed a man, an evil man. Still, it was murder. Back in the day, there was no debating capital punishment. Somewhere near the verge at twilight, the sun and moon poised just so. We'll realize our mistake. We won't head back. We need to get this right. Turning a staff into a serpent, the river into blood, causing a rain of frogs, all this Pharaoh's magicians did also. Was this a deep truth for Moses or only for us, friends? Every day for a month, a huge crow sat in the sycamore across the way. At first light, the din was monstrous, a call for death, murder, revenge. Of course, Crow also speaks. Wentworth, in our lives, we must stitch these stanzas together, seemingly unrelated, yet vibrant in color, lyrical in tone. Come, share my rug, drink, let's sing each other's song. And thanks. I wasn't going to do this one, but I'm going to do it anyway. This actually happened, and I'm going to hold this here as if it's a prop. At the gravesite, Siri says, "I'm sorry, I don't understand." That happened. I was there. And one last poem. Half empty bowl sitting at my feet. Did I take or give? Thank you very much.